Oh my God.
What's going on, Bulls Nation? And welcome into the CHGO Bulls Podcast presented by PointsBet, who are our wonderful friends. Don't forget that that PointsBet promo code CHGO when you sign up to live your bet life. I'm Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. That's Big Dave.
Hey.
He's on Twitter at BowBAWL Sports. Will the Thrill
hey.
On Twitter at Won't Got Leave.
We
got
it.
Our producer Joey hanging out with us here.
Joey.
Head of content, Kev, is over here, just chilling
just
in the corner.
In front of the fan.
Hard work.
Yeah,
sitting in front of the door, getting that cross breeze.
Look at the hair. It hasn't moved. It's
still,
in an amazing place.
Still toasty. Oh, Joey's going to try and get a quick,
the hair,
a quick camera pan.
Spectacular. Look at that
because,
man.
Because, yeah, it's there he is.
There he is.
There's Mr.
There he
Duck.
Is. Right there.
It is hot.
It is hot.
It's hot.
How are we doing, guys? Are we
third
okay?
Floor.
Dude, it's
no. 99 degrees outside.
No, it's not. Ice Once cold. I get up out of this chair, my back is going to look like this chair.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am sweaty. It is going to be like that. It's just what it's going to be. Shout out to Thompson Tea right now. Those are the only two things save me right now. The Thompson Tea I have on and Sweat Block. Shout out to both of them, man.
There you
y'all
go.
Y'all are keeping
and,
me cool.
And your two ice waters
and
right
my
here.
Two, well, y'all had like 20 of these. Yeah.
Gotta stay hydrated. You gotta stay hydrated.
Got to hydrate, man. Got to do it. Got to do it.
Hope y'all are enjoying your Wednesday thus far. We are continuing on with our player evaluations. And today's a biggie. We're talking about Zach LaVine today, you guys. there's a drum roll.
Hey!
We're talking about Zach LaVine today, you guys.
Yes.
Can
I just say really quick, during Zach's exit interview, he like did the whole thing about, I don't know if I'm going to come back, whatever.
Right.
He didn't actually say that. And he like was giving these short answers, and then somebody asked a different question, and then they'd go back to the contract situation, then ask a different question. And then Cody Westerlund asked, like, his like lead up to the question was like, sorry for harping on this, Zach, but like you're kind of important to the team here.
Shout out,
what's
Cody.
What's gonna happen?
It's your thing, it man. Like,
yeah, you're kind of important.
I don't exactly know how to put this, but you're kind of a big deal.
You are definitely that, young sir. Gotta have you.
And so we're doing this on the heels of the chaos of yesterday,
yes.
When everybody on NBA Twitter freaked out about. That aggregated piece of word vomit from Brian Windhorst in the Hoop Collective podcast talking about Zach LaVine's upcoming free agency. So we will keep that in mind as we discuss the season he just had and what happens next with Zach. And then at the back end of the show, if we've got some time left over, we'll talk about what's going on in these here NBA playoffs. Two beatdowns last night.
Not even close.
Not even worth it.
It wasn't.
Carlos wasn't. Kicking us off in the comments saying, this is the one I've been waiting on for real. I want to hear what the boys think about Zach's season, what the Bulls should do with him moving forward.
Well,
then you found the right place.
Well, smart man.
That's exactly what we're about to do.
You could also go back and listen to one of six other episodes that we've talked
so
about.
So many. You listened to yesterday's.
Let's stay and hang out for this one first.
Yes.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I like your style.
C-Red UK is a fan of Summer Goat. Yes, that's right. The Goat is rocking the shorts today, ladies and gentlemen.
I had to do it. It's hot. We've already discussed this. It's hot outside.
I like your style, man. You look like a JCPenney catalog.
I look like a basic white guy starter pack.
I mean, man, goodness. It is. It's like substitute teacher.
Like
slash
substitute teacher is definitely my
on
brand.
Your way to a barbecue in
right,
the suburbs.
Exactly.
I would love to be on my way to a barbecue
slash,
right now.
Slash I'm going to mow the lawn. Like all of that rolled into one thing of awesomeness that call the Goat.
Way too nice of a shirt for mowing the lawn.
Well, no, man, I'm sure he's got one in the car. You know what I'm saying? That he's going to change into and he's going to be ready. And it's not going to be tall grass.
Mm-hmm.
Will doesn't keep tall grass. Will is a neat guy. His grass is going to be cut and low and looking amazing. So he can do it in that shirt. I promise you, he can do it. Trust me. I see it.
All right.
Will just seems like one of those guys with a really fancy lawnmower, you know?
Yeah, he's got one.
I love when you guys just, you know, make these guesses. I'm not going to stop you. I'm just going
to
let it happen.
We're still getting to know you on the real levels, Will. So in the meantime, we just need to make up character backstory and then have you either confirm or deny.
How do you think you become
the
GOAT?
Shit that we come up with?
I'm 95% sure you don't even have a lawn.
I don't have a lawn.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't. No, you should be 100% sure. He does not have a lawn.
I definitely do not have a lawn. But the more weird stuff our audience thinks about me, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Yeah.
He's awesome.
Got to keep them on their toes. Keep them guessing.
He's awesome, man.
You love to see it.
That's what it is.
They don't know anything about me. All right, guys. Let's dive into these grades. Joey, if you would, please and thank you, pop up the 21-22 season grades for Mr. Zach LaVine. Starting on the offensive end, you guys both went with a solid A. I gave him an A minus just because of the efficiency with his shot in that final third or so of the season when he was taking off a game, coming back a game. Mm-hmm. His rhythm clearly was lost once that knee thing happened right around the All-Star break. And for that reason, he didn't have quite as efficient of a shooting season overall as he did last year, which was, you know, also an All-Star season. Mm-hmm. But his true shooting percentage fell from like 63, which is elite primo category, mm-hmm. to just above 60 at 60.5. So I dinged him a little bit. I gave him a minus on that A for offense.
I went from A to an A minus.
Yeah. That's still a really good grade.
I think you're right about that.
For those who don't know, A minus, totally really good grade. Big Dave, what about you?
I don't like the minus. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like it. I think he deserves the A. I hear you. I hear your logic. Your logic is sound. But for me, he deserves A because everything you're saying, I'm like, yeah, but literally injured, like, pretty much the entire season. Like, starting, you know what I'm saying, with the issue with his hand, playing through that, you know, the ligament tear and things, then dealing with the knee.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I forgot about the thumb.
Yeah, I mean, dealing with that stuff. Yeah, man, can't forget it. And then knee happened, and, you know, he just – and I'm sure he had a myriad of other injuries. He just wasn't telling people because he's that kind of person. He's that kind of player. So doing all of that and still being an elite scorer in this league and somebody that you have to fear night after night and you have the game plan for and you can't lay off of – and a dude who's – I watched his game evolve offensively. And you know this, Will, because I said it a million times about the free throw shooting.
Getting in the line.
With Zach LaVine. And how he started getting to the line. Yes, and getting to the basket. That happened mid-season. You know what I mean? That he didn't come into the season like that. He changed. He said, oh, they're not making these calls. Let me change something up to make them start doing this. And it happened after the All-Star break, which is wild because everybody else after the All-Star break fell off the face of the mm-hmm. earth. And he actually improved and got a little better. So – for me, he deserved an A. Like, it wasn't an A-plus, like you said, for those other reasons like that, but he deserves an A for me.
I think the addition of DeMar DeRozan allowed Zach to be his best self. Mm. You saw that in the first half of the season,
mm-hmm.
and it's a shame that he got injured. And it's a shame, by the way, that we have talked about Lonzo Ball, mm-hmm. Patrick Williams, mm-hmm. Alex Caruso, Zach LaVine, all of whom had, like, significant injuries
yeah.
throughout the course of the season. And it just sucks to have to like ding them for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess, you know, when I just went through and did all these grades, I was maybe feeling a little bit more lenient about the injuries. I think A minus is totally fair.
Mm-hmm.
But for even for him to put up like, what was it? 24, you know, four and a half on 47%, 39% and 85%. Like
mm-hmm.
those are just tremendous scoring numbers. And as I said before, with the addition of DeMar DeRozan, you didn't have to put Zach into this late game scenario where he's got to like make decisions and, you know, basically all of his offensive flaws were covered. Right. And I think that just made him look so much better.
Mm. Yeah, because I think the two things that Bulls fans have rightly dinged Zach for evaluating his offensive game mm-hmm. is as here comes Joey with a mic adjustment.
I love getting my mic adjusted for me. That feels so special.
Also be Frisbee legend.
Real classy guy who gets his mic adjusted for him.
I feel like such a diva. Joey, can you come adjust my mic for me, please?
That graphic was not up to my standards. Was not satisfactory. I'm going to need a secondary mic adjustment. decision making as a ball handler uh-huh. and shot selection, two things that Zach has, you know, been judged for and
correct.
Rightly so.
Correct.
And DeMar's arrival, as you said, Will, kind of took some of that pressure off his shoulders, and we didn't have to see that Zach struggle mm-hmm. as much because there was DeMar saving the day.
Yeah.
Zach's turnovers came down from 3.5 per game last season to 2.6.
Wow.
So he shaved almost an entire turnover wow. off of his number from last season.
Thank you, DeMar.
And some of that is just he held the ball a lot less, mm-hmm. which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because he's not an elite ball handler.
No.
And he is so effective as an off-the-ball shooting threat, catch-and-shoot threat, an off-the-ball slashing threat.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get to do that as often last season or any season prior.
Yeah.
Because the Bulls needed him to be offensive option 1A, 1B, and 1C.
Yeah.
Because he was looking at Lowry and Wendell being like, you guys want to help? No? Cool. Because I'll do this myself.
Yeah, the turnovers went down by 0.9 per game, and the assists only went down by 0.4. So
wow.
he, I don't know how else to say it. Like, I just think that the role that he was in, and this is, I think, why you're hearing people, some of the national media, talk about maybe he's not worth this max contract because he's not the number one go-to guy.
Mm-hmm.
For me, he is a superstar of that role.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think you have to credit him with an A for being that good at what he does. And there's nothing wrong with being like a superstar B option.
Absolutely not.
One B option.
To your guys' point that usage rate is down, it's the lowest it's ever been for his Bulls career. He's never had a lower usage rate since he came over from
Minnesota. Which is a good thing.
A wonderful
thing. Right, great.
Yeah.
Can't win with one heliocentric guy.
No, that's you only, cannot.
Take every shot.
And like Matt said, I mean, it was the most frustrating part of his game was watching him trying to do everything in the fourth quarter. And I think he understood his limitations, but he's like, who the hell else is going to do this?
Yeah.
I have to do this. Nobody else is going to do it. Denzel is too busy running into me while I'm trying to shoot. So I don't know what the hell's going on. So that's why you saw his joy so much when DeMar DeRozan would hit those game-winning shots.
Right.
And how happy he was. Or when Lonzo would hit him with those alley-oops and how amazed that he was and just the joy. He played with more joy this year than I've seen him his entire time here in Chicago. Nothing looked forced in his smile and how good he looked.
And yet, despite the like easiness of the baskets that he was getting this year a lot of the time, his efficiency went actually down. I think obviously that has to do a lot with the injuries. But if you want to ding him anywhere, I think he shot a little bit more from the mid-range this year, a little bit less on threes.
Okay.
Yeah. And just didn't shoot as high of a clip. But I think those numbers, I can go ahead and look them up. I was looking at
yesterday. He took over 7 threes a game last season, and this season it was down closer to 6.
Mm.
And so, yeah, probably some mid-range volume went up in its place.
Yeah. It was just overall impressive. And the scoring stayed that because, again, that free throw shooting, because then he's getting double-digit free throws.
Right.
And you know how much I want him to get double-digit free throws. He did way too much and suffered way too many injuries to not start getting those calls. It definitely was because how he went to the basket kind of changed. He kind of slowed down more when he would get to the basket and, like, hello, hey, guys, I'm getting smacked in the face.
Right.
You got to make a call. And also, I think also him being a back-to-back All-Star also helped, too. Like, people say those things. That stuff, I'm telling you, the refs look at that.
Oh, it matters.
And they start giving them those kind of calls, man. So you saw his calls kind of go up for the Chicago Bulls this year for both of those reasons, in my opinion. And that's why he was able to play, even dealing with that knee injury. He still was able to be out there and be an effective tool for the Bulls.
Yeah. Gary in the comments said Zach has been carrying the Bulls for years. He's grown each season, been a true professional throughout. As far as him growing his game, I want to touch on something you just said, Dave, which is the ability to draw fouls. And, yes, I think you're right in that. It's some of it's just finally him getting respect as, hey, I'm a two-time All-Star. How about you call these whistles like I'm a two-time All-Star? But I also thought in previous seasons, his early stint with the Bulls, Zach would drive to the basket with his crazy floating athleticism. Mm. And just as he created or initiated the contact with the defender he had on their heels, he would also kind of simultaneously shy away from that contact.
That's very true.
Be like, I've drawn enough contact that you should be blowing your whistle right now, and now I'm going to shield myself away from it.
That's true.
And I think he kind of figured out that wasn't enough to work, and then said to hell with it and just started driving through people.
Yes.
Being like, hey, refs, their feet aren't set. Mm. They hacked me. While I'm flying up towards the basket, blow your damn whistle. And that is a legit piece of offensive growth that I think we saw from Zach this season.
No, that's a great point. Absolutely. And also it's going to lead to more highlights from Zach LaVine is also. Because if he's going in there that kind of tough, one of those times when he goes up, somebody's going to mistime that jump. And he's going to get a highlight reel on somebody and be able to yell and, you know, get everybody excited again. But, yeah, man, like I'm just so proud of how he's grown every single year, even in the face of all that trash that he was dealing with. But then to get on a team where you're not the best player, where you're not the number one option anymore, but you still try to evolve your game. And I think being on Team USA definitely helped that. And he was like, well, what do I need to do to help? Oh, I got to work on defense. All right. Well, that kind of showed him, okay, I still need to help the team. They don't need me to do this, but I still need to help them in some kind of way. I think he kind of carried a lot of that over here, dealing with DeMar, dealing with Lonzo and his ball handling, dealing with Vooch, who needs the ball as well. And he still was able to be Zachary LaVine out there. And that was just so impressive.
I think it's the difference between going to the basket and finishing with the intention of getting foul calls versus going to the basket and trying to finish with the intention of avoiding contact. But to your point, I mean, you're absolutely right. Even though the pure box score stats didn't go up this year the way that they have every single other year of his career, he got a lot better. And I really – credit him, and this is why I think ultimately he will come back to the Bulls, is just because he accepted the role of being sort of like the number two or 1B option, but still is kind of like the guy of this team. And I think if he wants to be the 1B option with any other team, he's going to be the second guy on that team. And so I think he appreciates, or I would hope that he appreciates being the guy, the face of the franchise, while also having another player that like can be better than him, and that's okay with him.
Yeah. You know, it was Zach LaVine out there on the center of the United Center floor for their first home game at the start, you know, beginning of this past season.
He's the last one in the starting lineups, you know? It's like,
yeah, he is the one who's last starting lineup.
Yeah, that's true.
It's still his team. It's
still
team.
Zach's. Still Zach's, man.
Despite any number of Bulls and or NBA fans who were like, oh, well, he just gave the team to DeMar. I don't think Zach cares.
That plays into it for me, too. Like, when I think about him potentially leaving to go somewhere else, like, I just think the fact that he's been on this roster as the number one guy for so long, and they didn't achieve that much. Like, I just think he realizes, like, wherever I go, we need to put the right pieces around me. And, right. and I like to think he's got faith in the new front office to do that. But I think it's not like going somewhere would be like, okay, this is the first time I get to be the Batman for a certain team. And I think he realizes, like, I want to play, you know, with another good player and have a good supporting cast around me.
Yeah.
And also, like, DeMar is here to sort of, like, pass the torch and, like, teach him how to do the things that he struggles
with.
That's
a great point.
2 years ago when we were talking about the Bulls roster and, like, what they needed to do to, like, get from the gutter to, like, the middle of the pack, it was they need a big wing, shot creator, offensive initiator type who is a good passer and can set guys up. Those are the things, and also that, like, makes good decisions in crunch time. These are things that Zach needs to work on. And if there's anybody who's really good at him that can teach him those things, there's this guy on the team named DeMar DeRozan who's not bad at it.
Not bad at all. Summer of hell.
Gary saying Zach is the Bulls, plain and simple. Junior saying we let Zach walk. We'll spend the next 10 years looking for a player like him, which is why he's staying.
That's true.
All right, so moving on to defensive grades. We kind of look, so we were like right all in a line there, basically. Will, you gave him the worst grade with a D plus.
How dare you?
I gave him a C minus, and Big Dave gave him a solid C. I know everybody was excited after Zach's summer with the Olympic team and seeing his role just being, Coach Pop asked me to embrace just being a defensive pest, and that's my role on this team, so that's what I did for this team because they had plenty of scoring options. And Bulls fans saying, hey, can we see some of that carried over? And can it become something closer to Zach LaVine, two-way all-star, who's at least mediocre? Be middle of the pack on defense and extraordinary on offense, and we will love you, love you, love you. There were hints of that this season, but I was still largely underwhelmed. And I don't know if it had anything to do with the knee bothering him, and if he was trying to save what athleticism he had this season with that knee, for his explosiveness on the offensive end. But I saw plenty of wrong place, wrong time, and or flat out just lazy and or not paying attention Zach on defense this season. And, you know, gave him barely a passing grade because that's what I thought I saw from him.
Yeah, for me, his defense is what it is. Like, it's kind of just who he is. Like, and I know he gets better at it. I've seen it. You know, we've seen him get better at it. We've seen him do other things. We remember when Kendall Gill spoke to us about how he was working with Zach on his defense. Yeah. Dang it, he got me. He's right. But, yeah, he was talking about him working on that defense. And he was showing us during the game what Zach was doing that he actually, you know, taught him.
Right.
That was great, right? But it was still regular, average, you know, defense. It's kind of who he is. And I appreciate that he works on it as much as he does and takes that – you know what I'm saying? Takes that seriously as a challenge. Like, I got to get better defensively. I want to get better defensively and do those things. But I don't think he'll ever be that B-plus kind of defender. You know, and I don't have a problem with that at all. I'd rather be that A-plus offensive guy than be that B-plus defender on top of that.
He's not here to be a 3 and D.
Correct. Exactly.
He's here to be, like, a 25-game scorer.
Give me that. Give me the 30. You know what I'm saying? And walking around and bumping your chest and high-fiving everybody after an incredible shot or a 360 dunk. Like, give me that. I like the effort, though. Like, I will applaud him on the effort. I won't say lazy. I think that's too strong. of a word, okay. But taking plays off for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that comes with, like you said, the injury that happened, but also just getting older and being around DeMar DeRozan as well. Not saying that's a great thing because DeMar's not a great defender, but he knows when to take a play off. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I'm going to rest on this one right here. And I felt you saw some of that with Zach this year.
I definitely think that he, like, fell off a bit once his knee started to be a problem. But I also think the like reputation that he got as a 3-and-D guy with the Olympics kind of bled into what people thought about his defense during the year. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think it was that good. He definitely, it's not for a lack of trying. It's just attention to detail. And this is something that Billy harped on all year long is when you get to the playoffs, you cannot have mistakes. You just cannot. You have to have like next play mentality. You need to execute on every single possession because these teams are better than you or as good, and you just can't afford to mess up like that and give them easy baskets. So I agree that he tried and that he is improving, but he's still not very good. He's 12th percentile in steal rate, 29th percentile in block rate for his position. He's fine. And like you said, I mean, that's not his job to be a lockdown perimeter defender. His job is to go out and get you 30. So
it's not his job, but at the same time, like when your best player, like look at Devin Booker in the last 2 years, who has made a pretty big jump defensively. Like that's just a big step up when you don't have that one guy. And especially, I don't know, I think there's more that you could expect from him, especially because he's not carrying, like we talked about, he has the lowest usage rate of his time with the Bulls this year. So I think we're all on the same page, but yeah.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Will, before we get to the Super Chat. Do you feel like his defense has always been like that kind of D+, or is this kind of like an upgrade?
I think there was a time when it was worse.
Okay.
Definitely. True. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he will ever be even like a average or above average defender. I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. Like, the Bulls have this weird – it's not like the Suns where they have just like five very good, solid defenders on the court. And also, like, amazing offensive players at every position. Like, the Bulls aren't built that way. They have DeMar, and they have Zach, and they have Vooch. And then you have
Russo and Lonzo
trying to make up for those mistakes. Right. So
they have the Lonzo and Caruso-shaped Band-Aids, which is what Charlie in the comments just said. And also, shout-out to Dan in the comments with a super chat saying, I'll give Zach a B- on defense because D really isn't his strength.
Okay. Yeah,
he's not good at that, so I'm going to give him a better grade for it.
I also gave DeMar, I think, a B because I was feeling meatheady that day.
Yeah, you were.
I think this kind of bled into that.
He could be the worst defender in the league, and I'm still giving him a passing grade because, oh, my God, that offense.
DeMar
just
could do no wrong.
I'm sorry. I was laughing at what Hayes said about how you addressed it. That's why I was laughing when I saw that.
About what?
About what your outfit you had. He said he loves how Matt and Dave addressed. But he said Will is dressed like a youth pastor. Like
a youth pastor, great.
Yo, man. I was like, that's pretty dead on.
I love it. Keep it coming.
Will has the beauty of a man in cloth.
But see, he's getting all the jobs that are like respectable. Right. You know what I'm saying? That make a lot of money.
No one would ever give you or I a respectable
person. Exactly. He's
like,
we love
job.
How relaxed y'all are. You'll take y'all off the back of a truck just hanging out. Like hey, Will
we,
looks like
we all do
catalog.
The same job.
I know, but there's only one goat, sir. There's only one goat.
They also, like, your job includes being let into the United Center and the Advocate Center and following around the team and asking them questions.
And my job
and reporting on it.
Making sure picking Matt up off the floor. You know what I'm saying? When he yells or getting his hat for him when he throws it across the room.
No hat throws till October, baby.
No hat throws till October.
Not to
harp on this too much, but I do think it's interesting. Like, I went back 2 months ago, Booker had the lowest defensive rating out of any shooting guard in the league. Obviously, you take those numbers with a grain of salt, but I just think it speaks like that's a guy that had a pretty bad defensive reputation for the first
seven years
of his career, and he turned it around. And like Will said, it's just a lot about effort, attention to detail, like knowing what the team is asking of you, knowing where you're supposed to be. And I just, I think it's fair to say like, okay, Zach, yeah, you're putting in effort, but we could still see some more.
And winning.
Right.
Winning
is the biggest cover.
And getting Chris Paul, you know what I'm saying, around him as well, letting him know what he needs to be on the floor.
Also, well, no, and I'm just saying, like, when the Bulls were, 20 games over 500 and first in the East, nobody gave a damn about Zach's subpar defense.
He's right about that.
Winning.
It's a classic Jimmy Butler quote. Also say, like, Booker, LaVine, Donovan Mitchell to a certain extent, Jamal Murray, Bradley Beal to a certain extent. All those guys for me, like a year or two ago, were kind of all the same player.
Yeah.
And Booker has clearly jumped to the top of that group and probably even elevated out of that group. So it makes sense. And the defense is a large part of that. And maybe Zach can get to that level. He's 27 years old.
Yeah.
Still has room 27. To grow. But
All right, so we got our meathead grades next, but before we do those, we got to talk to you guys about some of our friends and sponsors, which include PointsBet.
Hooray!
Use promo code CHGO when you sign up to get those two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Mm-hmm. And if you want to help us out, do us a solid, the best way to support CHGO is to download that PointsBet app. Use promo code CHGO, and when you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you'll get a free membership to CHGO, which unlocks all kinds of amazing exclusive content on our website, CHGO. You'll even get a free t-shirt from our CHGO locker. Freshly
finally
added.
Got mine.
We got Red Star shirts.
I finally got mine.
We got Chicago Fire shirts. Yes, what? Which one did you go with?
I went for the very basic black with the logo in the top left.
Nice.
I'm going to get the script one. It's just so nice.
It's too good not to have.
It's very nice.
It's this, but it just, you know, removes some letters. Mm-hmm. It looks flawless.
CHGO.
Plus, you get access to those members-only Discord channels, including our CHGO Bulls Discord channel. Mm-hmm. That's 2,000 free bets, free CHGO membership, free t-shirt from the CHGO locker, all for making a $50 or more first-time deposit at PointsBet. It's so simple. Plus, right now, you can sign up on your phone if you live in Illinois. Online sign-up available. What are you waiting for? Plus, we still got NBA playoff games. Mm-hmm. So many more NBA playoff games to bet on. Same game parlays. Boosted same game parlays. Another doubleheader on deck tonight. You know I'm throwing some action on both of them games.
Boom, boom.
And I'm doing it at a points bet, you guys.
That's what you're doing.
Promo code CHGO. Don't just bet. Will the thrill. Tell the people what you do.
Live your bet life.
But out.
Damn it. I wish you would curse at the end. That's just me. That's just my personal.
All right, hold on, hold on.
Your bet life.
Because we're getting to the meathead grades here.
Oh, we've got a.
I got more.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
More work to do, man.
Okay, all right. Before we get to the meathead grades, I got something I want to talk about.
You
got to
get stuff off his chest.
Correct. Joey's getting out ahead of his skis a little bit.
Joey, can we pull up the other chair? Let's get it in front of the camera.
One of these days.
You see why he's so wiry? You see why he's so? Because he hasn't had his Strava.
Oh,
that's what's going on. He ain't got the Strava in him. But I know who did. This guy right here.
Hello.
You see the Berks. You see the happiness. You see the chill. Summer Peck is sponsored by Strava. That's how it rolls, baby. It is a game changer. And it has helped thousands of people, like that man over there, improve their overall wellness and quality of life. Strava delivers that fresh, roasted, specialty coffee infused with organic broad-spectrum CBD. Now, CBD is from hemp, but it doesn't make you high, and it don't make you hungry, but it does offer real benefits that can help you. You'll feel alert, focused without all the jitters. You'll live your day more balanced with less anxiety, fewer aches and pains. Plus, inducing CBD in your daily routine can even help you enjoy a more restful slumber. Mm. Oh, don't you want some of that? And that's not even all the best part. You want to know the best part? It's all about quality, and everything is small batch, all right? Fresh shipped straight to your door. Drop it off right to you, all right? It offers concentrated full-spectrum CBD tinctures. For those looking for that more traditional CBD format with a powerful entourage of benefits. It comes with an entourage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Which one's turtle? Which Strava flavor is turtle?
Which tincture is turtle? Oh, man. And so everybody who's a listener, all you CHGO listeners out there, you can save 25%. You heard me. 25% off your entire order, your entire purchase. Use this code, CHGO. 25. That's 25% off your entire StravaCraftCoffee.com order. All right. Use that code CHGO25 to check out. Discount coupon valid on non-subscription purchases only. One use per customer.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Have a cup of Strava coffee on my way to being a youth pastor in the morning.
To deliver the
fantastic
good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to deliver the good news.
How do you think I get through it?
You don't want to have coffee tinctures. Jitters when you're preaching the gospel, Will the Thrill.
I think I get through it. Yo, man. Will is funny, yo. Oh, man. Say it again?
That's true.
It'd be...
I remember when we first were here, they were calling
our pastor. Guy Kevier was called a youth pastor in I think it was that Dollars and Cents column, the Greenberg Road.
I do remember. Yes,
definitely has a little.
That pastor. Sounds like something John would write.
Right.
You're in good.
Who was also obsessed with trying to say that we called it Chuggo. He tried to make a Chuggo joke three different times in that column.
Yeah,
like, he made it to me at a playoff game too.
What?
He won't let go of the Chuggo.
No, he is determined to make Chuggo a thing.
Yeah, when I saw him at game four, he was saying it.
Still all about it. How's it going at Chuggo? That's everything.
Yeah. How are things at Chuggo?
Like, what the hell is Chuggo, bro? Like, I think that would have been my statement.
I know what you're talking about.
CHGO.
Oh. That's hilarious.
All right. Speaking of Chuggo, that sounds like the nickname of some guy at a frat party, which brings us to Meathead Grade.
All right. Hold on. Because every time you'd put the Meathead grades in the document that you send to me to make the graphics, and look at them, and I try to figure out what they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty confident that I may have this one, that may have Matt's here.
You think you know what mine is?
I think I know
mine is long and complicated. I feel like Will's is fairly
No. Okay, well, I know Will's for sure. That one's easy. I don't know Big Dave's.
I think I know what Dave's is.
I think he does,
I could probably figure it out. Zachary Attackery.
Very good.
Okay, but I'm curious about Matt's here. Is it something along these lines? Is it F those clutch assholes sign on the dotted line?
You're close in that you got half of it.
Ah, God, I knew sign that on the dotted line was there.
Great guess.
I'm proud of you for being that.
I had no idea what that was.
Oh, I knew what the F was. Because I know.
Well, I think the F might have been wrong.
Nope, the F does not stand for the F word.
Okay.
Joey correctly guessed sign on the dotted line, S-O-T-D-L. The first part.
Fire.
Fix that knee.
Oh.
Fix that knee and sign on the dotted line.
Nice. There it is. Well done, sir. Well done. I don't think anything else to be said about that, man. Mm-mm. That's well done.
That's it. That's fix all I got.
Fix that knee.
You took the acronym to another level today, and I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Good job.
I like how Joey had to make my font smaller to fit all the letters in there.
It's like an eye test.
I like how Joey was ready to say that for like 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah, dude. Cutting in on the breaks. Could not wait.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, I know your office.
I don't want to hear about Strava coffee. I want to know what that means.
Pat, I'd like to solve the puzzle.
I'm ready, Pat. Call on me now.
So,
do you guys want to know what mine means?
I think we figured that one out. Money sign 212M.
He still got to break it down, though. But yeah, Zachary Attackery. I mean, it's simple. That's who he is. That's what I want. And I want to keep saying this going into next season. I love saying it. I've loved it since I started saying it years ago. And I'm glad it's caught on as it has.
Mm-hmm.
Zachary Attackery. More of it. It feels good coming off.
I also love that
it's like tinctures.
Your favorite thing to say about Zach when Zach is balling Zachary Attackery starts with the last letter of the alphabet and ends with the first letter of the alphabet.
Ooh.
Z-A.
Well done.
Zachary Attackery. Well done, I love that. Sir.
Well done. But yeah, I just want more of the Attackery. And for years and years to come, man. More of Attackery from that young man, Zachary.
I also want Zachary for years to come, which is why mine was $212M, which obviously stands for $212 million, which is the five-year max that the Bulls are going to put on the table. And what is the way you put it? Like, the meal's there whenever you're ready to eat it?
Whenever he's ready to come home, man, the meal's in the oven waiting for you.
It's on the table, my friend.
It's ready for you, man.
It's right there. Maybe it's in a crock pot. Hey, you know, keeping nice and warm.
Yeah, getting ready for you. You know, what's those new ones? Those other cookers that they have.
Oh, the friggin' air fryer things.
Not the air fryer.
Pressure cooker.
Not the pressure cooker.
What kinds of cookers are there?
But like the one that looks like a microwave slash toaster that just magically
it's a pot. Something pot.
Crock pot.
Something pot. Oh gosh, it's slipping my head right now. Instapot! Thank you very much.
Greg for three! Calling in from way downtown. With the winner.
Instapot. That's exactly right, man. It's just like a crock pot. Same thing, but just with, Optimus Prime like buttons on his thing and everything. It's awesome. You should get one.
Carlos in the comments requests that we make a CHGO shirt that says Zachary Attackery.
Oh, I'm with it.
We have that. So many shirt ideas.
We have so many shirt ideas, man.
Who do we talk to?
I still have my Levine Cuisine t-shirt.
I have
back
mine.
In our outsiders.
Yep, I still have mine
it's
as well.
It's a great shirt.
It's a great shirt. Every time I put it on, I'm like, this is good.
We do need a Zachary Attackery
Zachary
shirt.
Attackery, yeah. CHGO. Roll with us, man.
And then real quick, just final overall grades before we move on to Zach's projection for the offseason and next season.
Mm-hmm.
You guys gave him B, B+. I gave him a B. So kind of, again, you know, blending of what we saw from him on both ends of the floor. I like that you gave him a B+ day because it's kind of like crazy to think about. I'm just realizing this now. He made the All-Star team.
Yeah.
And I gave him a B.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like making the All-Star team should be automatically at least a B plus, if not an A minus.
You're kind of in my head, but not fully there. But you're right. That was part of the reason I gave him that plus was for that. The another part was playing through the injuries, how he's done.
Yeah.
Another part was all the years that he put in. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's been below that. I think he's a B plus guy. But then I wanted to give him that plus just to let him know how much we care about him. And I want him back here. I'm like, no, man, here's your plus. That's like giving him a little extra when he goes to the lunch line. You know, get a little extra on your plate. Here's some extra fries right there. Oh, you know what? I'm going to slide
you
the
line
to
for
answer.
Chipotle and you're just like, can I have a
little
bit more?
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Yeah, get him the guacamole.
That's a really small scoop.
No charge. You know what I'm saying? Extra biscuits. Hook that man up. You know what I'm saying? Hook that young man up. That's a plus for you, Zach LaVine. Now, come on back. Sign that contract. Come on back, man. Fix that knee. Sign that contract. Come on back.
Pito in the comments just said, have you guys addressed the rumors? Yeah, listen to yesterday's episode. Watch yesterday's episode. It's here on YouTube on our CHGO Sports YouTube channel. It's in your podcast feeds. We addressed it.
We did.
And now we're going to talk about it a little bit more.
Wait, Pat.
Yay.
You're a
we're done talking about it.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Joey throwing this in here from nowhere.
Horatio.
Oh, I love that. Goodness. I love how he just casually asked me before we hopped on and started and went live. He was like, Peck, you like Shakespeare, right?
He did.
I was like, yeah.
Yes.
I was like, I wonder where that question came from.
Well
and
done.
Then we get this.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good, man. I like that
a
lot.
Oh, my goodness.
That is really, really good. We don't think it's much of a question.
I love the asterisk down, down below.
Oh, man. Well done, Joey.
Hey, thanks, Big Dev.
Well done. Well done.
I don't like that it's Jerry holding. I don't like that it's Jerry.
He's the owner, man. So you want an AK there?
Yes.
That'd be a little better.
Yes.
You know what? Yeah. Okay.
Like,
but what he did was amazing, though.
Yeah.
What he did was
okay,
good.
Okay.
What
fine.
He did was good. Can't have Jerry. He doesn't
so,
want Jerry.
You know, which, by the way, real quick, Joey, trivia question. Do you know the name of the person whose skull is being held?
Hamlet.
Not the person holding the skull.
Right.
The skull that he is holding. What is the name of the person who used to be alive who is now just that skull?
Like the character's name?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't read Hamlet, only...
You didn't read Hamlet?
No, Macbeth, Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Midsummer's Night's Dream.
Okay.
This is all in high school.
And so you did read some Shakespeare in there.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet should be banned.
But the answer is Yorick.
Yorick, ah.
But look, I know that people are still freaking out about this in some pockets of Bulls fandom. I am not. I just, look, is it a slight overpay for Zach when you consider a max contract at this figure, $212 million, compared to what? See, that's the part to me that I'm like, I just don't care. Compared to what?
Yeah.
Is he an all-star player?
Yeah.
Are the Bulls going to be as good as they were this year, if not better, next season, if they convince him to stick around and keep getting buckets for this team?
Yeah.
Yes. What's the alternative? That's the part that drives me crazy about these people who don't want to give Zach this contract. What's the alternative?
For me, it's a step beyond that. It's if you don't have Luka Doncic, don't try.
Right.
It's not worth even
exactly.
having a team.
If you don't have one of the five best players in the NBA,
you're
then
never
don't pay
win,
them a max
so
contract.
Right.
It's just, it's crazy to me. But today I was actually thinking about the sign and trade situation. A lot of people have brought that up as, okay, they don't want to pay Zach $212 million, so let's just sign and trade him. I want to do some more research on this, but an article that I came across was talking about the recent history of sign and trades, why they've become so popular,
okay.
and what is typical return for a guy like that?
Okay.
And basically what this came to was an average to a slightly above average starter plus some sort of draft compensation, whether it's a mid to late pick or a lottery protected future pick. And I think that's pretty much exactly on par with the DeMar thing that we saw from last year, which was Thad, salary dump, and Al-Farouq Aminu, and the 2025 pick. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same thing the Bulls got in return for Lowry, which was the Blazers protected future pick and Derek Jones Jr.
Right.
And, you know, there have been a multitude of different sign and trades, whether it's like D'Angelo Russell and I think a pick. No, they actually had to give up. Anyway, they had to give up Iguodala and a pick in order to get back into the underneath the cap, the hard cap. But anyway, it was D'Angelo Russell for Kevin Durant when he went to Brooklyn. Like, you're not going to get a ton in return because the Bulls aren't the number one team with leverage here. Mm. Zach gets to decide where he wants to go. Mm-hmm. The other team gets to say, well, I'm not going to give you all my best players just to sign this free agent because then what's the point of signing him? I'm giving up the rest of my team.
Right.
So the Bulls have some leverage, but I think it all comes back to this idea of, like, you have to pay to get your guys. Not every contract you get is going to be a bargain. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important that you do get bargains because it allows you to make up for having an overpay on DeMar DeRozan or giving Zach a max contract.
Like, right.
You have to get those guys if you want to be good.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do. Where it starts and ends.
Also, and again, I can't believe I have to say this more than once. It's about more than Zach LaVine. You want other All-Stars to have their eyes shift towards Chicago when it's their turn to be free agents? You think any of them are looking anywhere near this organization if they cheap out and don't pay Zach LaVine right now? Think about that before you open your mouth again, people. For the love of God, pay the man. We need proof that the Reinsdorfs are willing to pay top star talent. It's that simple. Stop talking. And listen to that. Ah, God, I'm so sick of explaining this to people. Can we move on yet?
I have one more thing on it.
It's the best.
This might get you even more angry, so I apologize in advance.
Oh, I don't.
I think the risk of Zach wanting to leave far outweighs the risk of paying him $212 million. Where are you guys with, does Zach even want to come back? Because that's really the bigger question to me, is not whether the Bulls should or will pay him, mm-hmm. but does he want to even be here?
I haven't seen anything or where I could just say, you know what, he doesn't want to be here with the Bulls.
You don't think the report yesterday about the Blazers wanting Zach LaVine in free agency worries you?
Report. I mean, if you
could say that without laughing, then yeah.
Per sources, parentheses, you know source, Clutch Sports.
But no, it's not a concern for me. I haven't seen it where I'm just like, you know what? He looks like a guy that might not want to be here or wants to be out the door. Look at what he sacrificed and all he had to do. And he was still like, no, I'm okay. You know what I mean? I'm going to stay here. He hasn't been frustrated with the front office. They've been honest with him and straight up with him and have not lied to him. You know what I'm saying? And told him what they wanted to do, how they wanted to do it, had him involved in every single step, what they wanted to. Remember, he was recruiting when he was out there on Team USA for all of this stuff. So he wasn't doing that previously because he didn't, you know, he's kind of in limbo with the front office and things like that. And they didn't know what the hell they wanted to do anyway. You know what I mean? But now you got a guy who is prioritizing you in AK and in Mark Eversley are prioritizing, who have not minced words and said, Zach, we want you back. They've said this I don't know how many times, and I like it that I don't have to see them out saying it again because they already told you what they wanted to do. And everything they said that they wanted to do, including Zach, they have done it. You know what I'm saying? So to answer your question, no, it doesn't. I don't have really don't have any concern. You know what I'm saying? If it was at a level of concern, it would probably be a one. You know what I mean? If I'm from, on a scale of 1 to 10. But I'm not concerned about it, man. Like, I want him to go out there and do what he has never had the chance to do in his whole career. And that's be that top guy, being wined and dined. Because I also look at it as a recruiting trip at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, come on with it, Zach. Take your time, baby.
Hold on, guys. Clips God in the comments.
Clips God?
If they don't pay Zach, no other player won't say they won't come because of that.
Oh, that's
Cleveland owner traded LBJ and people still went there. Stop it, people? Dude. Okay. None of what you just said in that comment is accurate.
Bro,
literally none of
it. That's not true at all.
What are you talking about? You know what? Never mind. I don't want to know what you're talking about because you're spouting utter gibberish in our comments right now.
I appreciate Ricky Fontaine when he says, Matt is by far the most angriest person I've ever witnessed with sandals.
Dude, it was just one little blip of anger. I'm calm again now. It's just like...
He said no hat throws till October.
He did. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. We'll see. Because somebody's going to say something, press a button or two. Joker might be across the room. We'll see.
All right, Edwin, last thing is, Zach gets outplayed by everyone he matches up against. That's not on his pay grade. And y'all say, Max, come on, people.
This is what... Matt, why you do this to yourself? See, the hat almost
because
came off
you can't ignore the fact that there are these people out there,
sure,
Dave.
You can. You can read other comments.
Maybe you can. Yeah. But I don't like the feeling of coming into this offseason and Zach LaVine's big free agency summer mm-hmm. with – and look, I'm assuming these people in the comments are Bulls fans because they're here watching this show. I don't like that there are Bulls fans who can't grasp this.
They didn't trade LeBron to the Heat.
And spouting that.
He said they traded LeBron to the Heat.
They traded LeBron to the Heat? Is that what
I'm
they did?
I'm pretty sure that was actually one of the most significant free agency decisions ever.
You
in
mean
any
the
sport.
Decision?
The decision. There was literally a decision,
And then he left, and the Cavs were desolate until he got beat by the Spurs, and shout out 2014 Spurs, came back.
And they won the lottery like 3 out of 5 years.
5 years in a row.
It's insane.
That's insane.
Dude. I still don't know how that's the case, but that's
and
what
drafted
happened.
Talent that had no choice because they got drafted there.
It had to be there. Absolutely right.
But you're right. I shouldn't let people who clearly don't know what they're talking about bother me so much.
See?
But there are some people who clearly follow this Bulls team religiously like we do and aren't on board with Zach's contract. And I guess I just have to make my peace with that. It just bugs me that there are this many of them because I don't see how they're not seeing what we're seeing.
Yeah, you don't find those kind of basketball players. You know what I mean? Not just the skill and everything like that, but just the person that he kind of is. You know what I mean? As far as the recruitment, as far as never hearing anything, you know what I'm saying? And people actually liking every single thing about him. This is what you kind of draw up when you're looking for those players for your team and you're thinking off the court as well. You know what I mean? This is what you want in a guy like Zach LaVine. You don't hear anything. He doesn't do anything. He plays basketball. That's it. Like basketball
really,
and drink Mountain Dew.
I'm really glad we didn't have to deal with this whole circus for the entire year.
Yeah.
When it just seemed like it was a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
I get the reservations, but when you look at it from like, what are the alternatives? How do the Bulls build anything if you're going to get rid of Zach?
Mm-hmm.
And just like I said, this idea of like, if it's not Luka Doncic, then it's not worth trying. So I get it, but it doesn't change the Bulls' ability to add a different free agent that doesn't exist in free agency.
Say that.
It doesn't change their ability to go out and trade for a better player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't just like pick a superstar off the shelf. Like, just doesn't work that way.
Like they walk in the store. Like,
you're just setting yourself back. Like, the Bulls already did this.
They did it
with
Jimmy.
They already did it with Jimmy.
They did it with Jimmy.
And, like, I love what Zach has done. He's not as good as Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do that again, you're going to just downgrade again. You're going to end up in the same but slightly worse situation.
Yeah, it's silly, man. It's silly. So, no, sign Zach. Let's move on. That's it.
People in our comments still debating about the semantics of that LeBron to Miami thing. You know, sign it. Okay, yes. Pointing out that it was a sign and trade. Yes, after LeBron
the
decision
after he made
to
the
go
decision,
there as a free agent.
He was holding people were coming
then,
to him.
And then there's the part about, wait, how is it that people still wanted to go play in Cleveland after he left? What? No. Okay,
oh,
I can't.
Oh, man.
Hayes just said Matt has been unleashed since being on CHGO. Oh, you didn't think I was unleashed on our own?
This has been him. This isn't new.
This is who I am.
Did you guys read comments on Lockdown?
I mean, we did a lot of mailbag stuff.
Yeah.
And
all right.
We would do some live episodes on YouTube.
Yeah.
But we didn't do that. We didn't, you know, do a whole lot of comment interaction.
That was more me yelling at fans than it was you.
That's true. That's true.
I can't even imagine that.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, Freaky Friday, yeah.
Sometimes Dave was the angry one.
Oh, yeah, I had to check a dude once.
I don't believe it.
Like, real serious.
I do not believe it.
It happened, and he sent me a note back. I'm sorry, man. Like, hey, bro.
Well, okay, so
Teddy Bear's still a bear, baby.
Back on track a little bit with our remaining time here as far as this contract for Zach and then looking ahead to next season, assuming the Bulls pay him and he stays, what do you really want to see from him next season, mm-hmm. other than obviously being healthy and knock on wood that the knee, you know, if there is a knee procedure this offseason, it goes fine. Mm-hmm. What do you want to see him get better at? Like, if you could pick one thing, you know, I wrote down a couple here. Defense can obviously still get better.
Right.
Ball handling, we talked about how the turnovers have come down, but there are still some of those just facepalm Zach turnovers where he's the one bringing the ball up and just, like, dribbles it off his foot, and you're like, Zach, what the hell are you doing? If there's something that he can do to improve his game to make you feel better about him earning that salary and that contract, what would it be for each of you guys?
Wow, that's a good question. Because I think I'm okay with him having that salary. But if it's like, you got to have it, improve it. I mean, just average. You can average 27, 28 a game or something like that. Great. You could do that. I'm not looking for him to improve more on his defense because I'm comfortable with who he is as a defender. The ball handling can improve, but again, he's been that. You know what I'm saying? Since the start. So even though he's improved the defense, the ball handling has stayed the same. The decision making has stayed the same. Those things are what they are, and I've seen the best version of Zach LaVine, and that's the version where Lonzo Ball is running the show and taking the ball out of his hands and him working it that way. I like to see him do more catch and shoot stuff. I think he's awesome at the catch and shoot. I think you've definitely been a proponent for a guy like that or a champion that a lot. So I like to see that. His baseline 3-point shot when he's catching and shooting is like water. So I like to see more of that from Zach LaVine. And yeah, just do it. And give me a 50-point game. That's what I want. I want a 50 burger from Zach, man. Like, shut up. I'm the man. You know what I mean? I love those I'm the man games. Mm-hmm. And I want him to have one of those. I don't care who it's against, but I want him to have one of them 50 burger games where DeMar is just like, nope, it's on you. Here's the ball. Like, you take it. You got it, man.
You want a I deserve this max and shut up game.
More of I'm the man, Mac. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's deserving of it, but I think it would be like, I'm the man, shut up. That's what it'd be.
Yeah, you said most of what I wanted to say, which was just like off-ball awareness on defense, more specifically. I think off-ball action on offense is huge. I think he has potential to be a Klay Thompson-like player. Mm. Obviously, Klay's the second-best shooter of all time.
Correct.
He's probably not going to get to that point, although he is really good. But I just want to see him move a little bit more, not just like let DeMar cook and then, okay, now it's my turn. Mm-hmm. I want to see him like in off-ball actions, getting – you know, defense trailing him, getting in advantage situations like that, and being able to, you know, shoot off the move. I think that completely changes, and we saw it a little bit at the start of last year, but it completely changes, like, the Bulls' overall offense, where it doesn't have to necessarily just be DeMar needs to score every time. It can be DeMar needs to create. I think there's a difference there. And then all of what you said about just, like, have a season where you're just putting your foot down and being like, no, these criticisms that people have of me just aren't real anymore.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times with that first big deal, like Brian Windhorst was saying this on that same podcast, like, is the fun max. Zach was underpaid, but it was like, you're maxing a guy for what he can become.
Correct.
The second one, or his third extension, is like, I don't know what he called it, but it's like you're paying him for what he is or what he has been. Mm-hmm. And Zach is still young. I mean, he's 27. Like, a 5-year max would only put him at 32. Yeah. You're getting him in his prime, which I think is rare to have a
very
pay for what you're going to be max for your third contract. Like, that, it just doesn't really happen.
It does not. And I agree completely with Shaq 2.0 says. Stay healthy.
Like, this is not a Harden situation where they're going to have to pay him even more money because he's got the 10-year vet. I can't remember exactly what the number is. They're going to have to pay him 5 years. He's going to be making like $60 million in his age 37 season.
Shout out.
Like, Zach's going to make $50 million in his age 32 season. Give me that.
Daryl Morey is not going to get a wink of sleep the entire summer. That guy's got to be the worst predicament ever.
I don't think Daryl Morey sleeps ever anyway.
That's a good point.
I mean, you just traded everything for Harden. He can't go by Max Strus now. And he's going to be 33 in the offseason. Like, it's just...
Now James Harden.
EcoB in saying he wants Zach's handles to get better, needs to be better dribbling out of pressure. I would not disagree with that. Carlo saying Zach needs to take over games in the clutch like he did against Charlotte a few seasons ago. Be a closer, and nobody can say shit about it.
You got to hit 14 threes, you mean?
No, the Bulls have it, it's loose. You're kidding. That was great. But also, here's another thing that I feel like Bulls fans so quickly forgot because of the way Zach's season ended, and he missed a handful of games down the stretch, and when he did play, was not himself. Before that, first half of the season, pre-All-Star break, it wasn't just DeMar DeRozan leading the NBA in fourth quarter scoring.
Yeah,
Zach LaVine was like in the top five of that list also. So if you're wondering about Zach LaVine and can he be a more clutch player, he was a top point scorer in the fourth quarter this season. He's still, after games missed and efficiency dropping, guess where Zach LaVine finished in the entire NBA in fourth quarter points scored? He fell from where he was the first half of the season, but guess where he ended up?
Seven.
Not quite that good.
11th?
13.
13.
Still
top 15.
Still
wow.
Top 15 fourth quarter point scorer, given the games missed and the knee injury.
Yeah.
So while you know, I'm not like aggressively disagreeing with Carlos saying be able to take over late in a game the way that DeMar does. Sure, Zach also proved that he can do that this season.
Yeah. They can do it together.
People remember the DeMar game winners, but there were also plenty of fourth quarters where Zach was like, I got this.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they make each other better. For me, the other thing that I forgot to mention as far as things I want to see him improve on, obviously the injury caveat, but I want to see him perform better in the playoffs. Mm. I don't think we got nearly enough for him. I know it was like just unraveling at that point.
Yeah.
He was clearly unhappy, clearly affected by the knee. I want to see him like really step up into that role, because I think that was really the one thing that nobody on the Bulls did was step up in the playoffs, other than DeMar obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, you watch some of these other teams and it's like Maxi Kleba hits 8 threes in a game. Like Jordan Poole is now 25 point per game guy.
Right.
Jalen Brunson scores 41 against the Jazz. Like, the Bulls didn't have anybody like that, and Zach has to be that guy that alleviates some of the pressure from DeMar. But also that, like, that's kind of what you're paying him for.
Mm-hmm.
It's less of a hope at this point, and more of a demand, less of a desire. And now, like, this is what we're paying you to do now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to do it.
Got it, because you put your name on the contract, name on the dotted line.
Now
it becomes
demand.
This is, you're right. You're
now he's not he's not underpaid anymore.
Right, right.
He's getting his max. Like you gotta play like it.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Will, that was awesome. He's right. That was correct.
Colin saying, I just want Zach to be a 25-5-5 guy in the playoffs that plays at least B-minus defense. Saying that's realistic.
That is realistic.
It's not too far off from what we already have.
You just said.
The only part that's far off from that is B-minus defense.
Yeah. Like I said, 37-7 would be better. Yeah, you're right. You're dead on,
sir. I, too, would love to have Luka Doncic. Yeah, to right. Be honest.
That would be a better thing for him, man. This is, again, why I'm excited to watch Zach LaVine next year. And knowing that he's going to have some help around him, you know what I'm saying? Knowing I'm not dependent on him being that guy, I think will help him, because now he can pick and choose and not think, oh, my God, I got to score 40 tonight. I got to do it. I got to do it. It got to happen. No, that last year was an awesome year for him to actually just be able to pass that rock and just see DeMar DeRozan do his thing. That was a good year to study for me, in my opinion, for Zach. And you saw it paying dividends at the free throw line, those kind of things. So I think that's going to help him going forward, because I think of C.J. McCollum when I think of Zach. I really do. I think of, like, the Dame Lillard C.J. McCollum dynamic when Dame would have those games or that section of time where he would just go crazy, and then he would chill and C.J. would just go off, you know what I'm saying, for the next few games, scoring 50, 40, whatever he did. That could happen here, man. That is exactly what they can be on this team, man. And they've got better players around them that can actually help them be that team in the East, man. So it's just exciting for me, for Zach LaVine, man. So, yeah, like I said, go have dinner. We got your plate. Come on home, bro. It's cool. foil over it, you're good.
And wrapping us up is a classic meathead comment from Raging Oracle. Zach hasn't gotten anything against better teams roughly all year. Beating average teams doesn't prove much when looking at winning championships. Cool. Hey, Raging Oracle, you know what step comes between losing to bad teams and winning championships? Beating average teams and beating bad teams. That step was this year. And we're going to move forward, hopefully. You on board? Maybe not. Doesn't sound like you're on board. There's a middle step. For fuck's sake, people. Let's go. I'm sick of this bullshit. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in, as always. Hit that like button if you haven't already and you enjoyed today's show. Helps us out a lot with all them YouTube algorithms.
Yeah.
In the meantime, follow Will, who's dying over there, on Twitter at Won't Gottlieb. Big Dave is at Foul, B-A-W-L Sports. I'm Bulls _ Peck. Appreciate our guy, Joey. Shout out to him. Follow him on Twitter at Joey Spathis. We are CHO _Bulls. Appreciate everybody interacting with us in the comments today. Even if you disagree with us, we're all Bulls fans. We all love each other. We're back tomorrow, another live show here in studio, 3 p.m. Chicago time. Same time, same place. Until then, see Red Be Good.